ஹரிஹி ஓம் தத்சத் ஸ்ரீகுருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். ஓம் சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் வியாசசங்கரமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குருபரம்பராம். ஸ்ருதிஸ்மிருதிபுராணானாம் ஆலயம் கருணாலயம். நமாமி பகவத்பாத சங்கரம் லோக சங்கரம். சங்கரம் சங்கராச்சாரியம் கேசவம் பாதராயணம். சூத்ர பாஷ்ய க்ருதௌ வந்தே பகவந்தௌ புனஃ புனஃ. ஓம் ஹரிஹி ஓம் தத் சத் ஸ்ரீகுருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். ஓம் ஷன்னோ மித்ரஷம் வருணஹ, ஷன்னோ பவத்வரியமா, ஷன்ன இந்திரோ ப்ருஹஸ்பதிஹ, ஷன்னோ விஷ்ணுருருக்ரமஹ. நமோ ப்ரஹ்மணே நமஸ்தே வாயோ, த்வமேவ ப்ரத்யக்ஷம் ப்ரஹ்மாஸி, த்வமேவ ப்ரத்யக்ஷம் ப்ரஹ்ம வதிஷ்யாமி, ரிதம் வதிஷ்யாமி, சத்யம் வதிஷ்யாமி, தன்மாமவது, தத்பக்தாரமவது, அவது மாம், அவது வக்தாரம். ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. So we were seeing the upasanam. Even though these topics may not be very interesting for people who are very new, Pooja Swamiji himself says very clearly that these upasanas we are understanding to understand the concept of upasanam, not to practice them. Very important, because we have substitute for this now. If you understand the significance of and the concept of meditation here, then we can see the meaningfulness of worshipping even the murtis, the temples. And this Vyakriti Upasanam, Esther said, even uttering these four Vyakriti is very auspicious. So you all can feel free to utter them. Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha, Mahaha. And the four are the Vyakritis. They are known as Mahasamhitaha because great devatas are invoked upon them. And because they are also revealed to great rishi like Mahachamasya, and they were uttered by Bhagavan Brahma himself. Therefore, they were great. We are in the first Bhashyam. Yesterday we saw, first the three are mentioned, Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha, Iti. They are mentioned. And number three is mentioned to draw our attention. Once our attention is drawn towards them, then we will remember those Vyakritis as Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha. Now, next one. Tasam Iyam Chaturthi Vyakritim Vyakritihi Mahaha Iti. Oh, this also we have seen already. Tasam Iyam Chaturthi Vyakritihi Mahaha Iti. Chaturthi Vyakritihi, the fourth Vyakritihi Mahaha is there along with the three. And tam yetam chaturthim. Okay, I'm reading from 163. I'm reading. So tasam iyam chaturthi vyakritihi mahaha iti. Tasam iyam chaturthi vyakritihi mahaha iti. So mahaha is this fourth Vyakritihi added to those three. Swamiji writes, connected to these three Vyakritis is this fourth Vyakritihi known as Mahaha. In Tamil, Mahaha engindra nangavadu Vyakritiyai avegalodu engindra Vyakriti avegalodu inaikkappattulladu. தாம் ஏதாம் சதுர்த்தீம், தாம் ஏதாம் சதுர்த்தீம், தாம் ஏதாம் சதுர்த்தீம் மகாச்சமஸ்ய அபத்யம், சரி மகாச்சமஸ்ய அபத்யம், தாம் ஏதாம் சதுர்த்தீம் மகாச்சமஸ்ய அபத்யம் மகாச்சமஸ்ய பிரவேதயதே. சோ தாம் ஏதாம், சேம் தாம் மீன்ஸ் தட் ஆப்ஜெக்டிவ் கேஸ், ஹர் ஏதாம் திஸ் மீன் வாட் சம் திஸ் சதுர்த்தீம் மகாச்சமஸ்ய அபத்யம், அபத்ய மீன்ஸ் சன், மகாச்சமஸ்ய அபத்யம் சன் ஆஃப் மகாச்சமஸ் சமசா நோன் அஸ் மகாச்சமஸ்ய பிரவேதயத்தே ரிவீல்டு. சோ பிரவேதயத்தே மீன்ஸ் ரிவீல்ஸ், வி ஷுட் டேக் இட் அஸ் ரிவீல்டு. லிட்ரலி இட் மீன்ஸ் நோஸ், பிரவேதயத்தே லிட்ரலி மீன்ஸ் நோஸ். Knowing means having it revealed. Pravedayate literally means knows, K-N-O-W-S. We take it in the past tense sense. So knows should be taken as new. Page number 163. So praved, see vedayate, vedayate means knows. Veti knows, vedayate knows. Pravedayate knows. But here you take it as new. New means what? He knew this fourth Vyakriti. He means what? He got it revealed to him. For one to know, one must get it revealed to him. So, he got it revealed. Therefore, he revealed to others. So Mahachamasya Apatyam, Mahachamasa Apatyam, Mahachamasasya Apatyam, son of Mahachamasa, Mahachamasya Pravedayate, new, means got it revealed. This fourth Vakriti. There ends. Next. Uha Sma. See, put a full stop there. Then you can start. தாம் ஏதாம் சதுர்த்தீம் மகாச்சமஸ்யாபத்யம், ஒன் லாங் வேர்ட் மகாச்சமஸ்யாபத்யம் மீன்ஸ் மகாச்சமசாபத்யம் மீன்ஸ் மகாச்சமசஸ்ய அபத்யம் மகாச்சமஸ்யாபத்யம். Oh, sorry. Mahachamasasyapatyam. Mahachamasasya. Mahachamasasya. Apatyam. Mahachamasya. Apatyam means son. Apatyam, son. So, son of Mahachamasaha. Mahachamasaha. Pravedayate new. Full stop. Then, Uhasma. In mantra, original mantra, we get these three sounds. U, ha, sma. What do they mean? Iti Shankaracharya says, ityetesham. Ityetesham vritta anukathanartatvat. Vritta anukathanartatvat. Vritta anukathanam. Vrittam means what has happened. Vrittam means what has happened. Nadandadu. Vrittam is a participle of vartate. Vrittam, what has happened. Vrittam literally means happened. So he should take it as what has happened. Okay. Then, anukathanam. Anukathanam means கதனம் அனுகதனம், போத் மீன்ஸ் நரேட்டிங், நரேட்டிங் நரேஷன். அனுகதனார்த்தம் மீன்ஸ் ஃபார் தி நரேஷன், of what has happened, of or narrating what had happened. So, uhasma iti yetesham, what is the purpose of having them? It is said, for the sake of revealing, narrating what had happened, the use of these three sounds, uhasma. What has happened here? Nothing. Just is the Mahaha Vyakritihi was not there before. Only three were there. This fourth one, Mahachamasyaha, knew this fourth one. Therefore, now we got totally four Vyakritis. This is what is Vrittam. Okay, this is what is Vrittam. And to reveal this Vrittam, what has happened? Vritta Anukathanartham. For revealing, these sounds O, Ha, Sma are used. The Anukathanarthatvam means these three sounds, for sake of language, these three O, Ha, Sma have the status of being the narrators of what had happened. These three sounds, uhasma, have the status of being the narrators of what had happened. Okay. For the sake of exactly translating what is there, I'm just doing it. Then, viditavan. So, for the word pravedayate, Shankaracharya gives the meaning viditavan. It has gone very far. The word verb pravedayate, knows, for which Shankaracharya gives the past tense meaning viditavan. Viditavan is, he has used the tavat ending word. Luckily, we all know tavat ending word. Viditavan means new. Arindan, arindirindar. Viditavan. What is the meaning? Dadarsha. Dadarsha had seen. See, pravedayate knows, for which Shankaracharya gives another meaning, viditavan, knew. And one more past perfect tense verb also is mean, given here, dadarsha had seen. Ityartaha. This is the meaning. Now, I think you got the meaning of all the words. Page number 164. Mahachamasya grahanam. Arsha anusmaranartham. Mahachamasya grahanam. Arsha. Anusmaranartham. Okay. Anusmaranam means remembering. Smaranam, remembering. Anusmaranam, also remembering. Anusmaranartham, for the sake of remembering, or for the remembrance of. For the sake of remembering the Rishihi. Arsha means what? Rishi, pertaining to Rishi. So, Arsha Anusmaranartham means for the sake of remembering the Rishi. Mahachamasya Grahanam. Grahanam literally means holding, receiving, grasping. But here the word Grahanam should be taken as a simple noun. Here the name is, we are holding the name here. Okay. We are holding the name here means the name is mentioned here. மகாச்சமஸ்ய கிரகணம், மகாச்சமஸ்ய கிரகணம். So mention of மகாச்சமஸ்ய, not necessary why it is mentioned. So mention of மகாச்சமஸ்ய is for the sake of remembering the Rishihi. So Shankara Bhagavatpada consciously writes his bhashyam that it is very important in the tradition to remember the Rishis, name of the Rishis. Remembering the Rishi is part of the karma, karmangaha. That is why you could have noticed even in our Devi Mahatmyam, everywhere we say name of the Rishi. In every Vasishtha Rishi, every stotram we remember the Rishi. So here also he says, why we remember the Rishi? Arsha Anusmaranam, remembering the name of the Rishi is a very important tradition. Therefore, Arsha Anusmaranartham, for the sake of remembering the Rishi, Mahachamasyaha, Mahachamasya Grahanam. So the mention of Mahachamasya's name is for the sake of remembering the Rishi. Okay. Rishi, now Rishyanusmaranam Api Upasanangam. So Shankaracharya says, Rishi Anusmaranam. Rishyanusmaranam. If you are with me, every word you can, the best Bhashyam class I am doing. Rishyanusmaranam means Rishi Anusmaranam. Rishi plus Anusmaranam. You can note how the sandhis are coming. So Rishi Anusmaranam, Rishehe Anusmaranam, Rishi Anusmaranam, Rishi Anusmaranam, Rishyanusmaranam. Remembering the Rishi, remembrance of the Rishi or remembering the Rishi, he says, Api also, Upasanangam, Upasanangam, Upasana Angam is part of the discipline of meditation. So remembering the Rishi, remembrance of the Rishi is also part of the discipline of meditation. Rishi Anusmaranam Api Upasana Angam. Upasanayaha Angam or Upasanasya Angam Iti Gamyate. Gamyate, it is understood. Gamyate literally means is reached, is arrived at. So he is understood. What is understood? Remembering the name of the Rishi also is part of the discipline of meditation. Iha Upadeshat. Iha Upadeshat. Iha Upadeshat means what? Here it is the teaching. In this section, the teaching is of the meditation. Therefore, as part of the discipline of meditation, Rishi must be remembered. Therefore, his name also is mentioned here. Next, page number 165. 165. Yeyam Mahachamasyena Drishta Vyakritihi Mahaha Iti Tad Brahma Yeyam Ya Iyam. Yeyam, if you break it, Ya Iyam. If you don't break, you won't understand. Ya Iyam Vyakritihi. That Vyakriti, this Vyakriti, which is seen, which has been seen, which was seen, which had been seen by Mahachamasyaha. This Vyakritihi Mahaha. This Vyakritihi Mahaha, which had been seen by Mahachamasya Rishihi, that is Brahma, Tad Brahma. Tad Brahma, that is Hiranyagarbha. It means this this specific Vyakhritihi Mahaha, which had been seen by Mahachamasyaha, is that Brahma Hiranyagarbha, which means not that one, it stands for Hiranyagarbha, it symbolizes Hiranyagarbha, the symbol of Hiranyagarbha. It is Mahadhi Kila Brahma, Mahadhi Kila Brahma, Mahadhi Kila Brahma. Why? Because Hiranyagarbha is Samashti Sukshma Prapanchaha. Bhagavan in the form of the entire subtle manifestation is Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, it's a symbol of Sagunam Brahma Ishwaraha. Sagunam Brahma Ishwaraha is great, the Lord of the whole. Therefore, the Mahat, this Bhagavan is the great, the Lord is great. Therefore, Vyakhritihi also, Mahati cha Vyakhritihi. The Sagunam Brahma is a neuter gender word. Therefore, Mahat. Sagunam Brahma Hiranyagarbha, as the Lord is great. Because Hiranyagarbha is a total subtle manifestation. Ishwaraha, who the Lord of even the gross manifestation. Therefore, the Vyakhritihi upon which Hiranyagarbha is invoked as the main Devata is Mahati Vyakhritihi. Mahati Vyakhritihi, great utterance. Mahati Vyakhritihi, great utterance. What is Mahati Vyakhritihi? Mahaha. Mahaha is the Mahati Vyakhritihi. Mahaha is great utterance upon which Hiranyagarbha, the great Lord, Sagunam Brahma, is invoked. Okay, next. Kim punastat, kim punaha tat, what is that Sagunam Brahma, great Sagunam Brahma? What is that great Sagunam Brahma which is invoked upon the great Vyakhritihi Mahaha? He said, Sa Atma. Here, Atma, please understand, don't mistake the Atma here to be the consciousness or the individual self. Be careful. Okay, Saha Atma. Atma means Sagunam Brahma is all pervasive. Here the word, so why Sagunam Brahma is great? Saha Atma. That Sagunam Brahma, Hiranyagarbha, is all pervasive. Saha Atma, all pervasive. Why? Now Hiranyagarbha pervades all, just as ocean pervades all the waves, Hiranyagarbha, as the total manifestation, subtle manifestation, pervades all the minds, all the intellects, all the ahankaras, all the memories, all the physiological functions, all the functions of organs of actions, all the pranas. Therefore, Hiranyagarbha is all pervasive. Therefore, Hiranyagarbha, Sagunam Brahma, is great. Therefore, Mahati is the Vyakhritihi in which Hiranyagarbha is invoked. So, Sa Atma, all pervasive. And Shankaracharya, beautiful, he explains the word, meaning of the word Apnoti. Apnotehe Vyapti Karmanaha Atma. See, Apnoti is a verb. Apnoti is the verb which means pervades. This verb has been derived from the root op. And the meaning of that verb derived from the root op is Vyapti Karmanaha. Vyapti Karmanaha, pervasiveness. The act of pervading. The verb apnoti, derived from the root op, implies the act of pervading. வியாப்தி கர்மா மீன்ஸ் ஆக்ட் ஆஃப் பர்வேடிங். பட் ஹியர் வி டேக் இட் அஸ் வாட் இட் இம்ப்ளைஸ் பர்வேசிவ்னஸ். தெர்ஃபோர் ஹிரண்யகர்பகா இஸ் தி ஆல் பர்வேசிவ் பிகாஸ் ஈஸ்வரா. ஹிரண்யகர்பகா ஆஸ் ஈஸ்வரா, த லார்ட், த ஹோல் பர்வேட்ஸ் எவ்ரிதிங் ஹியர். ஓகே, நவ் பேஜ் நம்பர் 167. ரிமெம்பர் நவ், டோன்ட் ஃபர்கெட், திஸ் உபாசனம் வியாஹிருத்ய உபாசனம் இஸ் பேசிக்கலி அஹிரண்யகர்ப உபாசனம், பட் ஸ்டில் இட் இஸ் நோன் ஆஸ் வியாஹிருத்ய உபாசனம். அண்ட் ஹியர் வி ஹேவ் ஃபோர் உபாசனம்ஸ், டோன்ட் ஃபர்கெட் தட். ஏர்லியர் வி ஹவ் ஆல்ரெடி சீன் சம்ஹித உபாசனம் விச் இஸ் ஆல்சோ ஹிரண்யகர்ப உபாசனம். நவ் இன் பேஜ் நம்பர் 167. இதராஸ்ச வியாஹ்ருதயோ, இதராஸ்ச வியாஹ்ருதயோ, இதராஹ ச, இதராஸ்ச, இதராஹ ச, அண்ட் ஆஃப்டர் டாக்கிங் அபவுட் மகஹ, நோ சங்கராச்சாரியஸ் கமெண்டிங் அப்பான் அதர் ரெஸ்ட் ஆஃப் தி வியாஹ்ருதிஸ், இதராஹ ச அண்ட் இதராஹ அதர்ஸ். Itaraha means the rest of the four. After Mahaha, other three Vyakritis. Itaraha, other, and other Vyakritayaha. Vyakritayo Sandhi. So Vyakritayaha. Other Vyakritis. Now, Lokaha, Devaha, Vedaha, Pranaha, Cha. So other Vyakritis, no, Mahaha Ityanena Vyakrityatmana. Okay, what he says, the Lokaha, first Lokaha, remember, Bhu, this Bhu Lokaha, then intermediary space and the heaven. These three are invoked upon Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha respectively. In the first Upasana. The second meditation, Agnihi, Vayuhu, Adityaha are invoked upon other Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha, Devaha. In the third meditation, Vedaha. No, Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Sama Veda are meditated upon the Vyakritis in third meditation. Upon three Vyakritis. Then, we saw Vyana, Apana, Vyana, Prana, Apana, these three pranas are invoked upon Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha. Then, Mahaha Ityanena. So, three factors related to world, three factors related to Devas, three factors related to Vedas, three factors related to pranas are invoked upon the other three Vyakritis. Mahaha Ityanena Vyakrityatmana. Okay, by the Vyakritihi Mahaha, the other Vyakritihi known as Mahaha, Adityaha. Mahaha Yengindra Matra Vyakritinal. Vyakrityatma means same meaning. Vyakrityatmana, Adityaha, Chandraha, Brahma, Annam. Bhutena Vyapyante. So, by the Vyakritihi Mahaha, all these four factors, Adityaha, Chandraha, Brahma, Annam are all Vyapyante pervaded. Yataha, what he means, he Shankaracharya tells which Devata is invoked upon which Vyakritihi in four meditations. Yataha means because. Ataha, அங்கான்யவயவாக, அங்காணி ஹி அங்கான்யன்யா தேவதா ஆஹா. நவ் ஹி கமெண்ட்ஸ் அப்பான் த வேர்ட் அங்காணி. அங்காணி இஸ் த வேர்ட் ஃபவுண்ட் இன் தி ஒரிஜினல் டெக்ஸ்ட். ஆர் யூ ஆல் ஃபாலோயிங்? ஓகே. அங்காணி, த வேர்ட் அங்காணி இஸ் ஃபவுண்ட் இன் தி ஒரிஜினல் டெக்ஸ்ட். வாட் இஸ் தோட் அங்காணி மீன்? ஹி சேஸ் அவயவாகா, அங்காணி அவயவாகா, அங்கான்யவயவாகா. See what I am saying, literal translation, I am translating so that it will be useful for you. Swamiji just gives the exact what is needed for you. So, angani avayavaha, angani, anganyavayavaha, together, you have to break it. Angani is equal to avayavaha. Avayavaha means limb, urup. Avayavaha, in Tamil also we have this word avayavaha. Avayavaha means a part, limb. Avayavaha, limbs, parts, urupugal. So here, angani. Now you can make out avayavaha, masculine gender word. Angani, neutral gender word. Okay. Anyaha devataha. Why? Because other devatas invoked upon Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha, or limbs of Hiranyagarbha. Other devatas, the three factors of each category invoked, okay, three factors of each category of lokas, devas, vedas, pranas, which are invoked upon the three vyakritis are limbs of Hiranyagarbha, are seen as limbs of Hiranyagarbha, are visualized as limbs of Hiranyagarbha. And Hiranyagarbha is visualized as Adityaha, Chandraha, Brahma, Annam, as the main trunk, which is like the main part of Hiranyagarbha. So totally, the limb and the one with the limbs, Angi, the one with the limbs, and the limbs all stand for totality of Hiranyagarbha. Angi and the Angani. Avayavi and the Avayavaha. It stands for the Hiranyagarbha whole. The one with the limbs and the limbs together form the whole cosmic being, Ishwaraha Hiranyagarbha. The one with the limbs is Angi. The one who is endowed with the limbs is Angi. The limbs are Angani. For all of them, all four of them together constitute the whole cosmic being, Hiranyagarbha, Ishwaraha. So, Vedic meditation repeatedly helps us understand one subtle fact of the entire cosmos being interconnected. Therefore, anything in the world disturbed will contribute for the disturbance in the whole world. So, eco-friendly life is emphasized, living a life of dharma, living in harmony with the order is emphasized. Because of this fact, we must be able to appreciate the whole universe as one conscious being, interconnected. Okay, to give us that, it's called manovikasaha, expansion of the mind. That is why meditations tremendously contribute for our expansion of mind by understanding Bhagavan as one whole cosmic being. That is how gradually we will develop, we will have reverence for everything in the world, and we will consider every other life as our lives, as significant as our lives. Okay, now Devata Grahanam. Devata Grahanam Upalakshanartham Lokadinam. See, all these lokas, devata, sadevaha, vedaha, pranaha, all of them are to be invoked as devatas. That's why Devata Grahanam means, Grahanam means what? The mention of Devata here is to include all these objects of meditation, all these factors associated with lokas, devas, vedas, pranas, etc. Now, we do not see anything separately. Everything which is invoked upon is looked upon as a devata only now. So, homework for you, 168, 169, 170. I'm moving on to page number 170. And please, what I request you to do some homework. So if you have any doubts, you will not have any doubts, because Swamiji is so keen and beautiful. You read it and then you can come back to me. Okay? Any doubts you have. Page number 170. Mahaha Maha ityetasya Vyahrityatmano Devaha Lokadayascha Sarve Vyavabhutaha. Yatota Aha Adityadibhi Adityadibhir Lokadayo Mahiyante Iti. Now I'll break it. Mahaha Iti Yetasya Vyahrityatmanaha. So, for Hiranyagarbha, see Vyahrityatma, see for Hiranyagarbha, who is invoked upon, visualized upon the Vyahrutihi Mahaha. For Hiranyagarbha, who is invoked upon the Vyahrutihi Mahaha, for him, Devaha Lokadayaha Cha Sarve. Sarve Devaha, all Devas, all Lokas, all Vedas, all Pranas are Avayava Bhutaha. They're all limbs. So all these Devas, Lokas, etc. means what? Adayaha means Devaha Loka Adayaha. Loka Adayaha Loka Adayaha. So Loka Adayana Ulaham Devarhal Mudaliyana. So Devaha Devas. Loka Adayaha means Lokaha. Then Vedaha. Then Pranaha. Okay, all of them. Are you all with me? Okay. So, Lokaha, Devaha, Vedaha, Pranaha. All these are Avayava Bhutaha. Avayava Bhutaha means what? They are the limbs of Hiranyagarbha, Vyahrityatma, okay? Hiranyagarbha, who is invoked upon Mahaha, who is visualized upon Mahaha. So Vyahrit, Mahaha is the Vyahritihi. Vyahrityatma means Hiranyagarbha, the self of all who is invoked upon the Mahaha, Father Hiranyagarbha. Okay, all these devatas or limbs, which means the in Devata invoked upon Mahaha, who symbolizes Hiranyagarbha, is the Angi Devata. And other things, worlds, etc., which are invoked upon other Bhuvaha Subaha are all Angi Devataha. So totally, it is Hiranyagarbha, totality of Hiranyagarbha. Yataha, yatota aha. Yataha, ataha aha. Therefore they said what? Adityadibihi lokadayaha mahiyante iti. Therefore it is said, worlds etc. shine because of Aditya etc. Worlds etc. shine because of the Devata such as Aditya etc. Which means in every meditation, there is one Devata specifically invoked as the trunk of Hiranyagarbha, who symbolizes Hiranyagarbha, invoked upon Mahaha. That becomes the main Devata, Angi Devata, and the other Devatas, other as factors invoked upon the Bhuha Bhuha Subaha are the limbs of Hiranyagarbha. Got it? Who finds it boring and difficult? Please feel free. Okay, nobody. Even if you feel bored, I don't feel bored. So let me go ahead, okay? If you feel bored, the problem is with you. Okay.
Swamini?
Yeah?
What is aha, aha before Aditya?
Yatota, yataha, yataha, ataha.
Okay.
Yatotaha means why, because.
Okay. Next.
Aha. Aha means said.
Oh, thank you.
Aha said, we say, Shrutihi says. Who says here? Only Shrutihi says. Upanishad says.
Thank you so much.
Okay, why? Because that is why. That is the reason why Shruti says. That is the reason why Shruti says. Adityadibihi lokadeha mahiyante iti. This we understand. See, when you say the Aditya is invoked upon, Aditya Devata is invoked upon Mahaha Vyakritihi, symbolizing the Hiranyagarbha. And the rest of the lokas, Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Subaha, are invoked upon, this world, heaven and intermediate space are invoked upon Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Subaha. Which means all the three worlds, are sustained by Adityaha. Therefore, Adityaha is great. But the sustainer Hiranyagarbha, sustained worlds are all Hiranyagarbha only. Like the one with the Angani and the Angani. Nice. Angi Angani. It's a very beautiful lesson. Even though I would not practice meditation, it is very nice, important thing to understand Bhagavan as the cosmic being. Okay. This is Upasanam will help us shift our understanding of Bhagavan being one form to the universal form, cosmic form, and from the cosmic form to formlessness. As a simple devotee, worshipper of the Lord, we have Bhagavan in small temple or in puja room. That is Ekarupa Bhakti. From there, we shift our understanding of Bhagavan from one form to the cosmic form, Sarvarupa, Vishwarupa Bhagavan. And from Vishwarupam to Arupa Bhagavan, formlessness, we have to finally arrive at. Okay. Atmanahi Angani Mahiyante. Atmanahi Angani Mahiyante. because all the limbs survive, shine, because of the Angi. Angi Devata, which is Atmana Hiranyagarbha. Atmana means what? By the Angi Devata alone, Angani Mahiyante. All other Devata, Atmana should be taken as Angi Devata here. So Atmana, third case, by the Angi Devata alone, all the Angani, Anga Devatas shine, survive. So Anga Devatas are sustained by the Angi Devata. So sustainer is Hiranyagarbha, sustained also is Hiranyagarbha. Atmanahi Angani Mahiyante means Angi Devate. Only because of the Angi Devata, all the Angani survive, become sustained, become nourished. Okay. Mahanam Vriddhihi. Mahanam. He says, what is the meaning of the word Mahiyante? The word Mahiyante is repeated. Mahiyante, Mahiyante, Mahiyante. Mahiyante means they shine, they become great, they become, they are glorifiable, adorable, etc. So what does the word Mahiyante mean? For which he says, Mahanam. Mahanam literally means Vriddhihi. Vriddhihi means growth. Mahanam means Vriddhihi. Vriddhihi means growth. It means upachayaha. Upachayaha means literally means increase. What it means is mahiyante means vardhante. Mahiyante literally means they grow. So the verb grow actually implies they survive, they enjoy existence. Survive, enjoy existence because of the blessing of the Angi Devata. Now homework 170171. Now page number 171. I am lokaha. Agnihi Rigvedaha Pranaha Iti Pratama Vyahrutihi Bhoriti. See, Shankaracharya makes it so clean. He mentions all those devatas first. He gives a list of devatas which are invoked upon just the Bhuhu. In all four meditations, there are four meditations given. In each meditation, which devata has, which factor of which group should be invoked upon the Bhuhu Vyahrutihi. In Adiloka Vyahruti Upasanam, I am Lokaha. This world is invoked upon Vyahrutihi Bohu. Are you understanding? Okay. Then the second meditation, Agni Devata is invoked upon Bohu. In the third meditation, Rigvedaha is invoked upon Bohu. In the fourth meditation, prana is invoked upon Vyahrutihi Bhuhu. Iti Pratama Vyahrutihi Bhuhu Iti. Engindra Mudalavadu Vyahrutihi Bhuhu. This is the first Vyahrutihi Bhuhu. The first Vyahrutihi is what? Of the four Vyahrutis, the first Vyahrutihi is Bhuhu. Upon that Bhu Vyahrutihi, what are all invoked in each meditation? Lokaha, I am Lokaha, in the first meditation. Adiloka Upasanam. then Adi Deva Upasanam, second Upasanam, second meditation in that, Agni is invoked upon Bhuhu. In the third meditation, Rigvedaha is invoked upon Bhuhu. In the fourth meditation, Pranaha is invoked upon Bhuhu. Iti Prathama Vyakritihi. Prathama Vyakritihi, thus is the first Vyakritihi. First auspicious utterance Vyakritihi. Bhuhu iti. Bhur iti. He doesn't make it a long sentence. He just mentions them. We have to make a note of it. Then he says, evam, 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 in this manner, uttara. So he does not want to write everything. Uttara, ekai kashaha, chaturdha bhavanti. Evam, in this manner, uttara, ekai kashaha, chaturdha bhavanti. Eva means in the same manner. You're extending the same method, same principle. Each one of the succeeding Vyakriti. Uttara means succeeding, following. Uttara Vyakritihi. Uttaraha means all the following, succeeding rest of the Vyakritis. Ekai Kashaha. One by one, one after the other, are ovvondraga. Ekai kashaha means eka eka shaha. Eka eka shaha. Eka eka shaha. Eka eka shaha. Ekai kashaha. Ekai kashaha means ovvondraga. Okay, one by one, stand for four factors. Chaturdha bhavanti, become fourfold. Becomes fourfold. Ekai kashaha, one by one, evam, in the same manner, in this manner, uttaraha, following ones, the succeeding ones, succeeding Vyakritis also, one by one, symbolizes, stands for fourfold objects of each group. Is it clear? Now, 172, page number 172. Now you have to do some homework, it become easy. Now he goes to next. Maha iti Brahma. See, the visargaha followed by short ukara is always dropped. So maha iti Arjuna uvacha, like that. Maha iti Brahma. So what does it mean? The Vyakritihi Mahaha stands for, symbolizes Brahma, Hiranyagarbha. Sagunam Brahma. Then, Brahma, Brahmetyonkaraha. Here, okay. Brahmetyonkaraha. Shabdadhikare. Anyasya sambhavat uktartham anyat. But here he says, even though the Mahaha Vyakritihi generally stands for everything is a totality of Hiranyagarbha only, but he says, Brahma iti omkaraha, Brahmetyomkaraha. In the third meditation, Adi Veda Vyakrityupasana, third meditation, the devata invoked upon Mahaha is Brahma. That Brahma is what Mahaha, Brahma iti Omkaraha. Brahman endru Omkaram sollapadigirathu. Brahma iti omkaraha. What is the meaning of the Brahma which is invoked upon Maha in the third meditation? Omkaraha. Shabdadhikare. Why omkaraha? How can you say it is omkaraha? Because shabdadhikare. Shabdadhikaraha means context of the context where it is used. So context of the words. The other words used are Vedas. Yajurveda, Rigveda, Samaveda. Therefore, in the context of the words, Shabdadhikare, Shabda Adhikaraha, Shabda means word. Shabdanam Adhikaraha. The word Adhikaraha should not be taken as right here. It's a context. Shabdanam Adhikare. In the context of the word Brahma cannot mean in the context of words Veda. Okay? Rigveda, Yajurveda, etc. There. Anyasya asambhavat. Anyasya asambhavaha. Asambhavaha means it is not possible for any other, it must be possible for anything else other than Omkaraha. Anyasya asambhavaha. In the context of Vedas, the great, the Devata, the, what is invoked upon Mahaha definitely must be Omkaraha. Anyasya, verundinudaya, verundinudaya, eduthukolludal vandu iyaladu. Anyasya asambhavaha. Asambhavaha means not possible. Will not, does not happen. Taking any other meaning of the word Brahma in that context is not appropriate. It is not possible. So, Omkaraha. Uktartham anyat. Uktartham anyat. Anyat means what? Anyat means the rest. Everything. Anyat stands for matrellam. Everything else should be taken as said before. Is it clear? Uktartham. Anyat. Anyat uktartham. Matrellam munbu sollapattathu pola. Uktartham anyat. Anyat. Everything else. Uktartham. Ukta artham. Sollapattathu pola. Okay. Now. In 172. Does it go above the head? Enough or can continue? Okay. See, only if you bear with me this one, you will all enjoy second chapter. You will love it because second chapter is very simple and all Shastra, Vedanta, no meditation matter. But I want to understand how Shankara Bhagavatpada's commentary is, how he gives two meanings sometimes, one meaning sometimes, how he explains, wherever necessary he explains. Actually, this is not the exhaustive commentary at all. It's a very simple commentary. Just gives word meanings. It's better, it's good to learn this. Okay, now I feel very free to even more do more Sanskritam here itself. Because some people find it boring to sit in Sanskritam. But without understanding Sanskritam, you cannot appreciate it. Next. Tava yetas chatasras chaturdheti. Tava yetas chatasras chaturdheti. If you break it, taha. First, I'll read exactly what is there without breaking the sandhi. Then I read it with the sandhi. Taha va yetaha. Taha va yetaha. Chatasraha. Chatasraha. Chaturdha iti. Taha va yetaha. Chatasraha. Chaturdha iti. So taha means those. Please remember the word taha, yetaha are used here because these pronouns qualify the vyakritis. And every vyakritihi, the vyakritihi is a strilinga shabdaha. Therefore taha, not tani or te are is used here. Taha va yetaha means these vyakritis, which have been discussed above. Okay, these vyakritis. Chatasraha. Chatasraha, four. These vyakritis, four. These four vyakritis. Yetaha, chatasraha, vyakritayaha. That is the meaning. Chaturdha. Chaturdha means fourfold. These four vyakritis are fourfold. Why these four vyakritis are fourfold? Because there are four meditations. There are four meditations. It's a one group meditation consisting of four meditations. And in each meditation, these four vyakritis are used. Therefore, four vyakritis are fourfold. Chaturdha. Taha vai yetaha bhuhu bhuvaha suvaha mahaha iti chatasraha. He repeats, see, Shankaracharya repeats. Don't think I am repeating. Repetition is for commentator's job is what? Until things get into our head, he will not leave us. Taha vai yetaha. Indeed, those vyakritis, which are these vyakritis, what bhuhu bhuvaha suvaha mahaha iti என்கின்ற இந்த நான்கு வியாகிருத்திகள் சதஸ்ரஹ ஃபோர் ஏகைகஷஹ மீன்ஸ் ஒன் பை ஒன் ஆர் ஒவ்வொன்றும் ஏகைகஷஹ ஈச் ஒன் ஏகைகஷஹ ஈச் ஒன் ஒன் பை ஒன் ஒன் ஆஃப் கேன் சே தட் ஆல்சோ சதுர்தா. Chaturdha means fourfold. Chaturdha means what? He himself gives another meaning. Chatush prakaraha. Nang murehalil. Chatush prakaraha nang murehal. Nang murei. In the nang vyakritihalam. Nang dhyanangalil. பயன்படுத்தப்படுகின்றன. இட்ஸ் இம்ப்ளைட். ஓகே, சதுர்தாமின் சதுஷ்பிரகாராக மீன்ஸ் ஃபோர் டைம்ஸ், ஃபோர் ஃபோல்ட் வேஸ். ஓகே, தா சதுர் தா சப்த பிரகார வச்சன. த சவுண்ட் தா இந்த சதுர்தா. See, he explains, Chaturdha means what? Chatur means four, you understand. Chaturdha means what? When the Dha letter is added, Dha Shabdaha, Prakara Vachanaha, Mure Kuruhindra Ilthu. Prakara Vachanaha, Prakara means what? Prakara means the way. Prakara means the way. These four Vyakritis are used in fourfold ways, in four meditations. That is the meaning. Chatasraha. Satyaha. Chaturdha bhavanti. Ityartaha. It means that the vyakritis chatasraha, remaining four in number, chatasraha satyaha. Satyaha means remaining. Satyam singular. Satyaha See, sati means remaining singular. Satyaha, plural. Chatasraha satyaha, remaining four. Satyaha means remaining. Chatasraha satyaha, remaining four. See, you must be really be with me, otherwise you'll miss it. Chatasraha satyaha, remaining four. Four in what? Four in number. Chaturdha bhavanti. Each one of the four becomes fourfold. Remaining four in number, each one of the four becomes fourfold. Chatasraha satyaha chaturdha bhavanti. Chatasraha, each one of the four. Chatasraha satyaha, remaining four in number. Chaturdha bhavanti, becomes fourfold. Each one of the four becomes fourfold, remaining four. There may be some small doubts. Don't worry about it. Now, at least you know the whole mantra, you know, thoroughly. You know the word meaning also thoroughly now at the Bhashyam. Now you can read, you can make a notes of your own. This Swamiji might crack some jokes in between. You can leave them. See, when he taught to make the class not, how you all feel bored sometimes. Same thing, no joke in between. So I cannot do the joking because we have no time. Swamiji had a lot of time in the Gurukulam, 3 years course. So he, sometimes some people will feel dull because I'm huge. Swamiji cracks some jokes to make them laugh, make it humorous. Then he continues. But here what I do, I'm very conscious of your time and my time also. Therefore, nobody can wear Swamiji's shoes. It's very spontaneous, that is, humorous. Okay. So those things you can leave in between for understanding, then make your own notes. It is worth doing it because see, Taittiriyam, one thing you can make it done, it is enough. Life will be successful life. The next page number 173. Tasam yatha kluptanam punarupadeshaha tathaivopasana niyamarthaha. I'll break it again. Tasam. Tasam. Tasam means tasam vyakhrutinam. Tasam means tasam vyakhrutinam. So mention, okay, yatha kluptanam. Yatha kluptanam. The tasam yatha kluptanam punarupadeshaha. Punarupadeshaha. Punaha upadeshaha. Punarupadeshaha. Punaha again. Upadeshaha teaching. Punarupadeshaha teaching again. Teaching again means what? Mentioning again. Mentioning again. Mention of. Again mentioning. Punaha again. Upadeshaha teaching. So teaching again of those vyakritis. Means teaching means what now? Again mentioning of those vyakritis again. Yatha kluptanam. In keeping with this stipulation. Klupta. Means stipulated, okay? Kluptanam. In the order, okay? In the klupta, yatha kluptanam. Tatha eva upasana niyamartaha. See, it means the upas tatha eva upasana niyama niyamaha. Upasana niyamaha means upasana niyamaha. The method of upasanam, the rule to be followed in meditation is called Upasana Niyamaha. Tatha Yeva Upasana Niyamaha means what? The meditation, the rule to be followed in meditation should be exactly as it is mentioned, said there. Tatha Yeva Upasana Niyamaha Iti Artaha. For that sake, for the sake of mentioning the regulation of the practice of meditation. So for the purpose of regulating the practice of meditation, it must be in the same way to state that again it is repeated. Why repeated? Already you know which devata should be invoked upon, which you already know. When I taught the mantras, you already know. But why repetition, Shankara's commentary? Shankaracharya says, don't think I'm wasting your time by repeating. The meditation, the devata which should be meditated upon, Bhuhu should be meditated upon, Bhuhu only. You can't change it. Va should be invoked upon, Bhuha must be meditated upon, Bhuha only. You cannot change it. Therefore he says, Tasam yat tasam yata kruptanam punarupadeshaha. The mention of those vyakritis again here is mainly for making people follow the rule in the discipline of practicing meditation. Means we should not change. The Upasana Niyama should be strictly followed as it is said there. See, klipta means stipulated. The word klipta means stipulated. Yatha klipta means as stipulated. Klipta participle, stipulated. Yatha klipta means as stipulated. So yatha klipta nam means of those vyakritis, as stipulated by the Upanishad. Though of those vyakritis which have been stipulated by the Upanishad, as stipulated by the Veda, as stipulated by the Upanishad, yatha kluptanam. Punarupadeshaha, repeated teaching or teaching again, mentioning again. Tatha eva upasana niyamartha. For the purpose of meditation being, for the purpose of the meditation being practiced or done in this particular statutory manner, in this particular manner only. Okay, this is the meaning. Now it will be much clearer for you, isn't it? Okay, next. Taha. See, the Sanskritam to be translated into English exactly is not that easy. Because we lose the bhava. We have to give, we can't lose the implication. Okay. Whereas Indian language you can do. Any Indian language is possible to do. If we put in Tamil, then you will all feel bored. All the Sanskritam is unknown. again Tamil will be one more unknown language. You will feel out of place. That is why I keep quiet. Okay, next. Taha yathoktaha vyakritihi. Taha yathoktaha vyakritihi yo veda sa veda vijanati kim brahma. Let me tell you. Taha, those vyakritis, taha vyakritayaha, yathoktaha, yatha uktaha. Yathoktaha means as mentioned. Yatha uktaha, as prescribed or as mentioned or as stated. Those vyakritis, yatha uktaha, yathoktaha, as prescribed or as mentioned, as stated. So, taha yathoktaha vyakritihi. Vyakritihi is objective plural. Make a note. Vyakritayaha nominative plural. Objective case, irandavathu vetme vyakritigalai. Anda appadi sollapatta vyakritigalai. Taha yathoktaha vyakritihi. Yo Veda, Yaha Veda, one who meditates. So, the one who meditates, or he who meditates, whoever meditates upon those Vyakritis, which have been, that have been mentioned, revealed, stated, Saha Veda, he knows. The word Veda means knows. Veda also means meditates. Saha Veda, he knows. For the word Veda, Shankara writes the meaning Vijanati. Veda is the original word. Shankara Bhagavatpada gives the meaning Vijanati. Vijanati means what? Knows. Okay. So the one whoever or the one who practices meditation upon those Vyakritis, he knows. The question is asked, knows what? Kim Brahma. The person who practices meditation upon those Vyakritis knows Hiranyagarbha, which means one who knows meditations, he knows Hiranyagarbha, means one who practices meditation upon these Vyakritis attains Hiranyagarbha. He can go to Hiranyagarbha Loka. He can enjoy heavenly pleasures. That is the meaning. So page number 173. Now I'm going to stop here. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.